It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo, that's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay, here we are. Evan doesn't want it. I want it. Tiki thinks we're all children for arguing about it.
Before you continue, do you want it?
Who, me?
Do you want a Subway Series if it was up to you?
I would love that.
You would love that?
Yeah, because I like both these teams.
Okay.
I'm a Yankee fan. Huh? Mainly, you guys know this, because I knew all the Yankees. Mm-hmm. TC's one of my good friends, but... Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed watching the Mets. They have been so fun this year. It's hard not to like look at them.
Would you root for the Mets in the series?
No.
All right. Good test.
For the Yankees.
Good test.
But so, I like watching the Mets.
So it is official. Every single person who's employed at WF Fan wants a Subway Series, except me. I feel very special right now.
And I have a special tie to the Mets, obviously.
Who does?
Me.
You have a special...
He was the one that had the Steve Cohen
song. Oh, he has a very special tie to the Mets. There's a statue in my basement to Tiki Barber because he broke the news that the Wilpons were selling the team to Steve Cohen. So maybe, thank you, Tiki.
Maybe Tiki gets on a float if there's a parade. But anyway. So 24 years ago today was game one of the Mets in the NLCS and game two for the Yankees in the ALCS. It's been 24 years since both teams were simultaneously in the LCS.
So the opposite of this year. The Mets get the head start this year. 24 years ago, the Yankees got the head start.
So I'm going to bring you back 24 years and give you the five things to know about where the world was here in New York the last time this happened.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The number one box office movie... And the number one box office movie for all 4 weeks in October was?
Jurassic Park.
2000. October of 2000. Not 1 week. Spent 4 weeks at number one at the box office.
I have no idea.
Look who's talking to.
Meet the Parents, starring Ben Stiller.
Okay.
All right.
That's a very 2000 movie, isn't it?
Yeah. Here you go. Here we go.
Number four.
Does it hold up, though?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, you've seen it recently?
I mean, I haven't seen it in like the last 5 years maybe, but it was very funny.
I've got nipples, Greg. Will you milk me?
And then they had a follow-up.
It probably holds up.
They had a follow-up. Meet the Fockers was another movie.
Yeah, and there's children listening right now.
And then there's another one, too, after that.
Well, they made another one after that?
There's a third one. I forgot the name of it. All right, here we go. Number four, the number one song in the country.
I know. Mbop.
Nope, but close.
What?
I'll tell you, because nobody's ever going to get it in a million years. Come On Over by Christina Aguilera on This Week in 2000.
I'd have to hear that song.
Come on over, come on over, baby.
It's always a baby in there.
Yeah, there is.
She don't have to tell me twice.
All right. Number three. Do you know what the Jets did on this weekend in 2000?
2000 was a weird season.
Because remember, Al Groh was the head coach and then basically just stopped wanting to be the coach towards the end of the year. They ended up finishing 9-7. So I'm going to say they won 27-13.
Tiki, any guesses?
And they lost to the Giants?
No. They won 34-17.
Not bad.
Beating the New England Patriots.
Oh, it was when the Patriots weren't the Patriots
yet. And the Jets improved to 5-1. Why is that day significant? Curtis Martin, your boy, Tiki, 3 rushing touchdowns on the day.
Nice.
On the road in New England. All right, here we go.
Number 2.
That was a revenge game for him.
It is. Yep. Some might remember the 2000 Giants.
I think they had a good year then. Mm-hmm.
Maybe didn't get the headlines they deserved until November. Does anybody remember what the Giants did this week in the year 2000 when the LCSs were going on?
Tiki.
Did we lose to the Detroit Lions?
No. Close. When that happened that season. The Giants beat the Cowboys at home 19-14 to improve to 5-2. Two running backs scored touchdowns in this game. Can Tiki Barber name them?
In 2000?
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
I mean, Dalvin Joyce.
Dalvin Joyce, okay.
And Ron Dane.
Close. Ron Dane and Emmett Smith scored touchdowns this game. Meaning, everybody, on this week in 2000, Curtis Martin had 3 touchdowns. Ron Dane and Emmett Smith had touchdowns. Where were you?
What was my stat line?
Your stat line. You ripped off a 47-yard run in that game, and you got 74 yards total. We call that a Saquon kind of thing. One long run clouds the total. Wow.
No, I hate you.
All right, here we go.
By the way, do you remember that game?
No.
Now that he gave you those facts?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of games I don't remember.
No, I get you.
All right, and here we go. The number one thing you need to know about where the world was the last time both the Yankees and Mets. The 43rd song on the Billboard charts.
Let the dogs out! Who let the dogs out?
God, don't do this.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? It wasn't after October.
Man, 43rd song on the Billboard charts in October? Some might call that a losing song.
Just remember this about Who Let the Dog Out. That was the theme song of the 2000 Mets, Tiki.
Right, I'm asking if the Mets boosted it.
I don't know what happened?
It's
a good question.
In November.
Yeah, did it go down or up based on this run?
Great question. 43 is not a great number for the Baja Men.
But what annoyed me about this song was, unlike OMG, which is a natural organic creation from one of their players, this was just created in a PR lab. Like, the Mets didn't decide to go, Who let the dogs out? Todd Zeal didn't go up to Robin Ventura and say, hey, Robin, I got a great idea. Who let the dogs out?
Well,
it was a PR-created thing, and that's just so non-organic. This Met team... It's organic.
So that brings me to the question. If we get there, and if the Yankees beat the Mets, how will you remember OMG?
What do you mean, how you remember?
Well, he hates Who Let the Dogs Out in different circumstances, not organic. He explained that.
Yeah.
I'm curious based on the organicness of OMG.
But you don't hate Who Let the Dogs Out because the Mets didn't win.
Correct.
You hate it because it doesn't fit.
I hated it at the time.
Right.
Like, as it was being performed on the field at Shea Stadium, I never liked it. So, look, I explained this last night on the Rico, and I got a lot of negative reactions to this. So I'm going to explain it to you guys, and maybe you'll understand. I think Positive Tommy will understand, even if he pretends not to understand. This has been an amazing Mets season. We all know that. This has been incredible. They have defied all of our expectations if you go back to the beginning of the year. And I'm very grateful for that. But I believe that magical runs like this, they don't just grow on trees. They're very special.
Right.
And what I've learned throughout history is when you have a magical run, you better seal the deal. Mm. Because if you don't, there's a really good chance you may have a better team the following year or 2 years later.
Right.
But that magic won't be there.
Magic gets done to you by somebody else.
Correct. And I'll give you 3 examples off the top of my head. The 2015 New York Mets had a lot of magic.
Mm-hmm.
Wilmer's crying, Yoenis is homering, and they went on this incredible run, and they lost the World Series, and they didn't even come close to getting back. This is the closest they've been since then. Example number one. Example number two, the Phillies in 2022, the team the Mets just beat. They had a magical run. And you've laid out, Tiki, well, they had a lot of injuries, and I get it. But they had a magical run. And then they followed it up by choking in the NLCS up 3-2 and losing to the Mets this year. And now people in Philadelphia want to break up the core. They had magic.
Yeah.
They didn't take advantage of it. They were up 2-1 in the World Series against the Astros. The other example, last year's Diamondbacks. They had a lot of magic. They got to the World Series. They lost. So I say this without telling you guys should get fired, because obviously that's ridiculous. They got to win.
The Mets have to win the World Series. They have to win the World Series because these opportunities do not grow on trees. And just because they have Steve Cohen and they're going to sign all these great free agents and they may win 105 games next year, that doesn't mean you're going to have this, the ball bouncing the right way, the magic that they have. So I'm at the point as a Met fan where I can take a step back and appreciate that this season has been great, but they got to win the World Series.
Right.
There's nothing else left to accomplish. And I think what I've laid out, if you listen to everything I said, you'd understand that it makes complete sense. It's not me saying, F these guys if they don't win the World Series. I know it's hard. That's the point. If it's so hard when you get there and you have this magic, you better win. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But you didn't answer the question about the OMG song.
Oh, I got off on that rant. I'm sorry. What was the question again?
The question was,
how will you remember the OMG song?
If the Yankees beat the Mets in the World Series, because remember, this is the other part that Tiki is going to hate. Yankee fans are going to sing OMG forever if they beat the Mets in the World Series.
Yeah, I probably not well. And I think that's part of the problem with the Yankee-Met World Series. And I think that I'll be devastated no matter where they lost and no matter who they lost, but it would be worse if it's the Yankees and all of a sudden you have ownage over OMG. So my answer as I sit here today on October 11th would be not good. It wouldn't be good.
Oh, my God.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.